This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Righto, kick it in the guts, Trev.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison, and this is a program called Made in New Zealand, where we talk to Kiwi musicians about their music. And today it's my pleasure to be talking once again to Danica Bryant, who's a Kiwi folk pop musician. Among other performances, Danica has shared the stage with pop legends Elton John and very recently Robbie Williams. Danica will be playing a gig in Napier on the 14th of September. Danica, welcome back to Made in New Zealand.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Now, believe it or not, we last spoke in July of 2022. Where did that year go? It's been a blink, hasn't it?
Oh my gosh, yeah. That was so, like, recent, but yeah, everything went by so fast. But yeah, that was when I was putting out my most recent EP, and so much has happened since then, but it's only a little over a year.
Yes, you have been busy. An EP in August of 2022 called Ego Death. This year in January, a new single called Apologize Boy Virgo. And in September, your latest single, Libra, was released. Tell us about those.
Yeah, sure. So the first song I put out this year, Apologize, was actually my first time featuring on someone else's song with a hyperpop artist called Boy Virgo. And that was really fun. That was just completely digitally. He sent me the track and I did a verse for that, and that was very fun, getting to be collaborative and creative with someone else. Not putting out my own song, but as a guest, that was a very interesting experience. And then, yeah, this September gone, I underwent my astrology tour around New Zealand in support of my first ever single, which was funded by New Zealand On Air, which was Libra. And that's a song that myself, my producer, and my drummer all wrote together, and we were kind of just doing it as a throwaway demo. Didn't think that it would go anywhere or be released, but we pitched it to New Zealand On Air just to see what would happen, and they thankfully loved it, so we got to release that, and I'm so proud of that song. It's a really satirical song about people who get a little bit too obsessed with how their star sign supposedly dictates their life.
And I suppose it's very pertinent to our society for today, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And yeah, it was inspired by like a specific person in my life who that was something about our relationship that, yeah, their obsession with their star sign really got in the way of how they treated others. But that's a very common thread with young people that I interact with. And I'm all for star signs. I think they're fun in small doses when you don't get too reliant on them.
Yes, indeed. Now, that collaboration you did with Boy Virgo, if we just go back to that for a moment, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure.
Is that something that you'd like to do more of, collaborate, but not necessarily in person, but, you know, he sends you a bit of the track, you put your bit in, and then you mix it all together?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was very interesting because Boy Virgo is an artist that I already listened to a lot and I was a big fan of, and I was actually so thrilled that he reached out to me to feature on that. And I think in the past I've really struggled to collaborate because I'm quite a closed-off writer. I really have specific visions for myself, but when I'm asked to guest appear on other people's songs, I definitely find that super exciting, and I would love to do more of that. And generally, I really enjoy writing for other people because it's kind of stretching a different muscle than I typically get to, you know?
Yeah, that is a good point. Writing for yourself as opposed to writing with a singer in mind, what do you have to put into the mix when you're doing that? How do you do that differently?
Honestly, I think for me, it comes a little bit more naturally because I find it easier to write a song that I can hear other people enjoying in general rather than writing a song that I think represents me well as an artist. So when I'm doing like a guest feature, it's kind of a blend of what I think will sound good on the track to make that artist shine as well, but also put a little bit of myself in it. But yeah, I'd also love to get into genuinely just songwriting for others and have them, like, not me being involved in the performance, but the writing behind the scenes exclusively too. I would love to do that in tandem with my own artistic stuff because I think it's so fun to come up with ideas that are commercially viable and that people will engage with and that can represent any artist. They're not specifically intended as a representation of how I see Danica Bryant, the artist, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. I wonder if they would just go, oh, geez, I wouldn't have done it that way.
Yeah.
Now, recently you've been in Hawke's Bay and you were on a big stage with Robbie Williams. Tell us about that. It must have been exciting for you.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So I was very, very lucky to play The Mission this year, and this is the first time I've gotten to do an event of that size with my band, who have been kind of, you know, coming up through things with me in the past couple of years. So it was just a very special shared experience with them. Two intense days out in that Hawke's Bay sun on that massive stage.
Yeah.
And yeah, just the energy was incredible, you know. The audience feedback was amazing. It was so fun to... We played exclusively original songs, which was really, really empowering, because the response being so positive made it all the better. Like, they weren't connecting because I was playing songs that were getting the crowd hyped in general. It was songs that people loved because I wrote them, and they were still just as beloved. And it was such a special experience. I'm so grateful to The Mission and Robbie's team and everyone for having us at that amazing event.
This might be a bit of a dumb question because you're a seasoned performer now. Do you get nervous when you get in front of a big crowd like that? I mean, how do you feel when you step out on the stage and there's 20-plus thousand people there waiting to hear you?
I don't tend to get nervous per se, and I have never really struggled with stage fright, weirdly enough, but I think that's because I get very anxious about all the other aspects of my life. You know, like when I go to an event like that, the things I'm worried about are the timing, being ready at the correct time, all the different people I'm going to have to meet and interact with. I struggle with some of the social side of things, but I know what I'm good at and what I'm there to do is the music. So when I step on that stage, I'm not so scared. But everything behind the scenes, like, that's where I get
nervous. Yeah. Now, I wonder, when you reflect on 2023, because we have had a busy year, what's been the highlight for you, Danica?
Gosh, Robbie's definitely up there, but I think I would have to say playing my astrology tour with my band. We did 4 dates around the country, and that was just so special to visit. I love visiting all the little different places and getting to do little tourist things, but also playing shows, and these were some of our bigger shows that we were headlining. And it was very special to play, like, headlining shows where people were coming and people were standing in the crowd, and for the first time kind of in my career, they were there for me in the band, and they knew the words. It was magical.
And 2024, believe it or not, if the course is just around the corner, what's 2024 looking like for Danica Bryant?
I'm really hoping to get stuck in on writing my first album. And it's mostly a situation of figuring out how I'm going to fund that, but I'm well on the way into conceptualizing what I want it to be about and getting that sound down, so that'll probably be my big project for 2024.
Now, you're going to be in Napier on the 14th. Tell us about that gig.
Sure. So, yeah, Napier, my friend Marianne Leigh and I, we met in Christchurch in about 2018. We're both at the end of our high school journeys, and we were at a songwriting workshop for Vic Dunger, who was mentoring us and who had chosen us, and I became very close friends with Marianne at this workshop. And so we did a gig a couple of years ago together at the Common Room, and she's coming back to Napier, and we thought, let's do it again, let's do another co-headliner. So we're doing the first ever musical event at Rogue Hop Speakeasy in Napier City, which is really exciting. I'm so happy to be involved in, like, the debut of their gigging, like, the showing the potential of that venue. So, yeah, it'll be a co-headliner, separate performances, entirely solo from Marianne and I, in a very intimate, cozy space. It's going to be very, very special, and yeah, I would love for people to come. It's on Thursday, December 14th.
And just $10 a ticket too, that's pretty reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah, we're trying to keep it low because we want to make it accessible, and you know, it's a small space, so we thought, like, let's pack it out as much as we can, make as many people come and get to enjoy local music as they possibly can right before the holiday season kicks fully into gear.
And what can we expect to hear? Danica Bryant, greatest hits?
Yeah, pretty much greatest hits so far. Potentially a couple of originals that haven't come out yet. And then, yeah, similarly on Marianne's end, she has 2 EPs out as well and a bunch of singles. So we'll both be doing predominantly originals, I think. And it's a really nice way to share some amazing Kiwi music. It's going to be really fun.
All right, Danica, it's been my pleasure to chat with you on this Made in New Zealand. We're going to go out with a couple of your singles, Apologize, and your latest single, Libra. We wish you well for the future and look forward to talking to you again sometime in the very near future. 'Cause you're a Libra, maybe just a need ya, playing out the horoscope, you pulled off the page. 'Cause you're a goodbye to the future you prescribed me. October's child walking out the door, holding all my secrets in my star sign. Tell you mine if you can tell me yours. Born a master of manipulation. The year of the snake was not a game, but I've got 2 faces to work against you. So curse the Gemini who speaks your name. It has to be the stars that tell you what to do. The blame could never fall on
in. So if you don't feel it in your soul, it's not a destiny worth the list. Then I wonder where the retrograde will take you. If fate would have it that you live content, I wish you nothing but the best in fortune. But fate is not my reason to resist. There's nothing special about you aside from me. Cause you're a Libra, maybe just a need, yeah.
I remember you called me crazy for saying what I wanted, baby. And now you wanna apologize. The devil's calling, he's heard that I've been falling. He welcomes me to hell, says he's got me a big cell. He knows about you, I think that he sent you. Cause why are you so cruel to me? Cause I swear that he gets you sweating when you see me on my knees crying. This is torture, oh God, please save me. This is torture, this is torture.
remember you called me crazy for saying what I wanted, baby. And now you wanna apologize.
The devil's calling, he's heard that I've been falling. He welcomes me to hell, says he's got me a big cell. He knows about you, I think that he sent you. Cause why are you so cruel to me? Cause I swear that he gets you sweaty when you see me on my knees crying. This is torture, oh God, please save me. This is torture, this is torture.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.